It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys.
Yep.
Get ready to call. It's the Saturday Q&A show. Here they are. Lyle Conkeel and Kevin Moore.
Play the drums, dude.
The Fantasy Football Guys.
Yeah, that's right. We are the Fantasy Football Guys. Kevin. And we are live on our YouTube channel. It's Saturday morning, and it is the Q&A call-in. We're answering your question show.
We can't come up with a better name.
It's all hyphenated, dude. That's okay. All we need, right?
All right. We should get that .com.
Probably, yeah.
Run and get that.
We'll capitalize each of the individual words. Anyway, you know, I spent a lot of my past week at my day job dealing with domains. It's an exciting life that I lead. Anyway, so we're here to answer your questions today. We're going to go for as long as we need to or as long as we can stand it because, believe it or not, one of us has a life.
Yeah.
It ain't me.
Well, it ain't me either.
Okay, well, neither of us have a life.
I have a life. It's just not awesome. It just sucks.
My life's all right, man.
Good for you.
Going to the UD football game today.
I know. That's very exciting.
Yeah, it is. Isn't
traffic
it?
In Newark's going to be bad.
Traffic, parking is going to suck.
Yeah.
But my kid's going to be playing drums in the...
That's really cool.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
So anyway, so if you want to check us on Twitter, it's at TFFG. You can go to our website at, it would be thefantasyfootballguys.com. Mail us at mail at thefantasyfootballguys.com. It'll get to us. So that being said, the number
that,
to call
that actually
today,
might not be true. Use the Gmail address for right now. I saw issues with mail at. They were coming in sporadically. Yeah.
Okay. TheFantasyFootballGuys@gmail.com.
Yeah, I'll fix that eventually.
Might be your better.
I couldn't figure it out yesterday.
So if you want to get in on the phone action, you can do so at 650-733-8334. We're going to run through some news really quickly because we already have callers on the line, and they're, of course, more important.
Yeah, they are.
Some of these things we're going to tell you about are going to inform our decisions this week, and we're going to have to choose between A and B. Sam Bradford, who had the game of his life last week, had some knee issues, of course, because he is Sam Bradford.
Well, I mean, he's had knee issues.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean, but he now has a knee issue, right? Because he's
Sam
Bradford.
Yeah, but the MRI was clean, though, right?
It was. So he's set to play. He's having a little soreness,
yeah,
you know. But
a little swelling.
Something. So he's going to be playing this week, which is good. Let's see what else is going on.
Odell's officially questionable.
He's officially questionable, which
great.
Is no change, basically. Kenny Dixon suspended a second game by the league, violating the substance abuse
policy. Two.
Yeah, that's right. So he's out. Not like there's a whole lot of fantasy value here, but for future, perhaps.
Nope.
Donnell Pumphrey is on injured reserve. Let's see what else we got here.
It's a bummer.
This allegedly out of New England, so don't believe it at all, but Rex Burkhead could be seeing more snaps in the passing game.
Yeah, Deion Lewis was going to start last week, too.
So. Yeah, that's right. John Brown ruled out for week two.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Let's see what else is going on. Danny Amendola's out, so Chris Hogan, Rex Burkhead may have some extra action there. Marcus Wheaton questionable for Sunday's game. If you have Marcus Wheaton in week two, you're in big trouble.
You sure are, pal.
Jacoby Brissett named the week two starter for the Colts, which is actually good news.
That is good news.
If the third stringer for New England is your first stringer in Indianapolis, there's problems, but he's actually a quarterback in the NFL.
Sure.
As opposed to Scott Tolzien, who shouldn't be, apparently.
Right. So that's better.
Let's see. The Cincinnati Bengals fired their offensive coordinator after two games. Apparently, there was a little mini mutiny there in the locker room. AJ Green's like, you got to get the playmakers the ball.
Right.
You know, when you're trying to win a football game, and they're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They're focusing on somebody else other than, say, me. And he had a problem with that. And I don't blame him. You're trying to win games. You got AJ Green. What are you going to do? Throw to some other frigging guy?
Right.
So that guy's fired.
I mean,
his life.
Their offense was abysmal for the first two games.
It wasn't an offense,
right,
to speak of. All right, so you know, we could go on chit-chatting forever about the news, but instead,
let's get some calls, Kevin.
Let's go do some calls. So I have a little young James Boy producer is not with us again today, but we're going to make the best of what we can with what we got. So we're going to go to Norfolk, Virginia area and talk if we can. It would be fantastic.
Is it not
going to
work again?
It's going to work. I just have to stop the pop-ups on my computer. Every time I go to click something, man, it opens another tab. We got to deal with this.
Yeah, let's
Yeah. So let's try. Norfolk, what's going on?
Hey, it's Scott. I'm actually in Richmond now, but Norfolk is where my phone's registered. So good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How's it going, man?
So what's your address there in Richmond? Fine. We'll stop by.
Yeah, be sure to blurt it out over the air. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Hello. Nothing major on my question today. It's not a bad problem to have, but I've been going back and forth all week on my flex. I can't seem to get away from Gillisley in my flex, which is a good problem to have when he scored 3 TDs in the first week.
Absolutely.
But I also have Terrence West on the bench, so I've just been going back and forth between the two of them.
I can understand your wavering there.
West certainly has some fantasy value, and we've seen a game out of Gillisley. They both have pretty good matchups this week. I believe the Ravens are playing Cleveland, and of course, New England's got New Orleans.
In New Orleans.
Right.
Well, Baltimore's
not a bad home game to have a piece of, right?
Right, exactly. I got to be honest with you, man. I would go with the player on the better offense, and I would rock Gillisley here.
Yeah, it's hard not to do that.
I've had him in the flex all week, but you know what I mean? You just start overthinking it, and I keep thinking,
listen,
can he repeat that?
They're probably both going to have good games, right? They're probably both going to have good games.
Yeah.
The thing is, Gillisley could drop another couple of touchdowns. It seems like he's got that role.
Yeah.
And not that Terrence West is going to get pulled out at the goal line or anything, but he will be in a committee himself with Allen, of course. Woodhead's out, so I guess that's sort of better for West, but not really because he's not going to take over Woodhead's role. So I would go with the player on the better offense, man. You know, I really don't think you can go wrong with either. Both have great matchups. Obviously, West looked very good week one.
Well, plus the Ravens just activated Jeremy Langford.
Yeah.
So he's going to be in the mix somewhere.
Well,
maybe not this week,
maybe
but
not this
at
week.
Some point.
Yeah. I would anticipate that he gets a very small amount of action. It's probably just more out of a precaution than anything. But Allen's probably going to fill in the role. So, dude, I really like Gillisley. I liked him when he was in Buffalo. And now he seems to have that LeGarrette Blount thing going, and he's off to a good start with 3 TDs in his first game. So
yeah, hard to say no to that. That's definitely where I would go.
Yeah,
it didn't hurt my feelings when he scored the first 2 touchdowns of the fantasy season. So yeah,
right.
I guess I'd probably just stick with him.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, dude, West had a decent week one. I think he had like 80 yards and a touch, good stuff. But yeah, it's not 3 touchdowns.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
right?
You know, and after this
right,
week,
well,
we might have to reevaluate. Okay, man.
All right. See you.
Later on.
Yeah, there he goes. And, you know, hopefully West doesn't go off for, you know, 3 touchdowns. And
I mean, he's playing Cleveland, so.
Anything is possible there. All right, so let's roll to the North Carolina, perhaps the Charlotte area. Hello, hi, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing great, man.
Living the dream, bro.
Yes, living the dream. I'm living the dream too. I'm working today as well.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't work for us, dude.
So
we live for this.
Questions for you guys.
All right,
let's do it.
All right. So I have Odell in a couple of leagues, and in this league, I have him in my flex spot already, and I already have 2 people that could take his place if he doesn't play, or if you guys think that he might just end up being a decoy. Would you guys rather just play Shepherd or Galladay?
Do you have to know before? I mean, you know, I think the Giants
Shepherd
game
and
is.
Galladay are both in the Monday night game,
right,
so I can
so they're,
make the
they're
decision,
both there.
Mike.
So here's the thing. Obviously, if Beckham plays, you play Beckham.
Right. I don't think he's going to play just to be a decoy.
He's not going to be a decoy. If he's on the field, I think you have to play him. If not, I actually wouldn't play Sterling Shepherd.
I wouldn't either.
I would roll the dice on Kenny Galladay. That New York Giants offense or defense did not look good.
They didn't.
Right? And they were playing Dallas. I mean, Dallas got a pretty good offense and stuff. But Galladay just absolutely went all the way off. We know that Detroit team likes to throw the football, right? Stafford's got a hell of an arm, and this kid seems to be able to burn and get open. So I would roll the dice, man.
Yeah, and you know,
without Odell, that New York Giants offense was completely different.
Yeah, ineffective. by that you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not sure that Galladay, I mean, obviously Galladay's a rookie, so it's a bit of a dice roll there, but...
It is, but Shepard, what do you have, 50 yards or something?
Something, right. And like you said, the entire Detroit offense is based around throwing.
All my leagues are PPR, so I don't know if that changes anything.
I mean, it'll give Shepard a few more points.
A full point for the catch.
Yeah, it gets Shepard a few more points. I mean, he did catch 7 balls, you know, so, I mean, I guess that would be nice, but still, 7 for... 40-something yards, right? You're talking about 11 points. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not the biggest numbers in the world, whereas you got 10 from Galladay just from his catches in yards, and then he dropped a couple touchdowns too. So ends up giving you, you know, 20-something points anyway.
Yeah, no, he's not going to get 2 every week, but probably he's going to be targeted in the red zone for damn sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I would roll the dice on Galladay, okay, man. Yeah, but if Beckham plays, for sure play him. He's not going to be a
decoy. All right, well, I'll do that then.
All right, man. Good luck.
I actually have another a flex question for you guys. It's also PPR.
All right.
You could pick between Jaquizz, Davante Adams, or Tariq Cohen. Probably Adams, but I just want to ask.
Not for me.
Oh, really?
You know, I like Tariq Cohen, but I want to see more than a week before I go play. I mean, Jaquizz Rodgers. Dude, when he's starting, you know, when Doug Martin's out, you know, last year he had the opportunity. He was like over 100 yards of total touches, you know, for most of his games. So I'm going to take Jaquizz.
Playing here. Chicago, it's a very good matchup. I'm not going to disagree with Kevin, except I disagree with Kevin.
He's going to play Davante Adams.
I'm going to play Davante Adams. Look, they're playing Atlanta, right? It's going to be a shootout. They're going to have to throw the football. I like Adams in this matchup. I everything Kevin said is valid. I just like Davante Adams more.
All right, well, I think that's what I had in there to begin with. I just wanted to make sure that you guys thought that was a good idea. And actually, if I could get your guys' opinion on one more.
Yeah.
This league is half PPR, half for carry. Could go Pryor, Cohen, Abdullah, or Keenan Allen in the flex.
So per carry.
Half per carry, half per reception.
Interesting. So I'm going to have to think about this one a little bit. So to be perfectly honest, my initial inclination is just to play Keenan Allen, right? That's what I want to do initially. But I have to think about it a little bit when it comes to the running backs. Because that could significantly – it doesn't really help Ameer Abdullah that much, I don't think. He only caught 3 passes, but he did carry the ball 15 times.
Yeah. So that's 7.5 points.
Yeah, roughly. Cohen, sort of similar. He only had 5 carries, but he did have 8 catches, you know. So still, you're looking at, you know, 6 points roughly there. I think you can get that out of Keenan Allen. And he did score a touchdown last week. So you're probably looking at – last week you would have been looking at roughly the same amount of points out of each of them, except Cohen scored. So I think I would lean Keenan Allen here.
Plus, you never know when Keenan's going to go down, so use him while you can.
Yeah.
Plus, he's got the cool bald head, big beard thing going on.
Yeah.
You know, which is kind of a good look.
It is a good look. Keenan. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Yeah. So I think we're in agreement on Keenan Allen for this one.
All right. Well, sounds good. I appreciate the help, guys. You guys enjoy the rest of your Saturday and. Good
you
luck
too, buddy.
Tomorrow with your Eagles, even though I'm a Giants fan. I'll meet you guys next week.
Boo.
Good enough.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, man.
All right, man.
All right, guys.
All right, see you.
Later.
There you go. There goes Mr. Carolina, Mr. Giants fan.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, week one's in the books, but it's not too late to get closer to the game that you love, Lyle, with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football.
This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 Pick'em contest that is totally free to enter.
So Pick'em is the newest way 1 week you can play the 1 Week Fantasy Football. You draft your team faster than ever before.
That's right. DraftKings has organized players into 8 tiers. All you have to do is select one player from each tier.
Choose between public contests with the big cash prizes or create your own private contest where you can compete against a group of your own friends.
Just like we do. DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of a similar skill level.
Best part is you get to draft a brand spanking new team every week without any commitment.
Go to DraftKings.com right now.
Use promo code GUYS to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes Sunday.
That's promo code GUYS, G-U-Y-S, to compete for your share of $100,000 in total prizes.
Contest is totally free to enter. Why not try it?
Yeah. DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
All right.
I nailed that.
You did. You were very good, Lyle. Let's go to...
Very articulate.
Let's go to Wisconsin. I believe it's Wisconsin. Yes. Let's go to Wisconsin and talk to whoever we get to talk to there. Hello, person from Wisconsin. Hello? I
think I'm from Michigan.
Oh. Oh, you know what? It says M, but I saw WI. Go figure. Hey, Michigan.
Wow.
I had a trade question for you guys.
All right.
Okay.
They want DeMarco Murray, and they offered me Dez Bryant and Pryor.
Ooh.
Terrell Pryor.
And they want DeMarco Murray. Who else do you have at running back?
That's a good question. Give me one second.
You didn't know there was going to be a test, did you?
I didn't. I looked up other questions, but not the who else I had. It's a PPR.
Okay, that helps.
I have Devontae.
Wait, you have Freeman. You have Devontae Freeman, and who else?
Uh-oh.
Hello.
So who were they? It was DeMarco Murray for Dez Bryant, and who else?
And Terrell Pryor.
Pryor, okay.
Are you still with us there, Michigan?
I lost it for a second, but I'm back.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, so you have Devontae Freeman and who else?
Devontae Freeman, DeMarco Murray, Ingram, Smallwood, and Breida.
Okay, so.
And who are your wide receivers?
Yeah, that's a key too.
I got Hopkins, Garcon, Macklin, Landry, and Zay Jones.
Okay. Yeah. You're set at wide receiver. Yeah. So you're getting offered two wide receivers that you're going to have to, you know, decide every week whether you're going to play them or the four that you already have that are awesome.
Yeah, you're pretty light at running back too. And here's the issue. Murray didn't have a great first game, right? We all know this. Pryor and Dez Bryant, I mean, again, their numbers weren't outstanding either, but we know that they're the focal points of their offenses.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Murray's time might be fading. So I'm going to say this. It's a good trade.
It is.
It's a good trade. I just don't think you can make it because who do you got at running back now? And then you got a ton of wide receivers.
This league can start three wide receivers and a flex.
Okay. So you can start up to four, but how many running backs do you have to start?
Right. Two.
Two. Right.
All right. So you're going to play Ingram and you're going to play Devontae Freeman. That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. What you may want to start doing is maybe try to make a trade for one of your receivers for maybe like a back-end tier two running back.
So,
okay.
This is a PPR league?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would pull the trigger here.
Yeah, I would do that.
And start four wide receivers.
Yeah, because you're getting Dez Bryant and Terrell Pryor. Those are wide receiver ones for a back-end.
They probably won't have a good game this week.
No, probably not.
I mean, Pryor's playing the Rams, and Dez Bryant's got Denver. Those are very tough matchups.
Right.
Whereas Murray's got Jacksonville, that's also a bad matchup too. So I don't think things are going to change that much this week. But yeah, man, I think I would pull the trigger here because you can start four of them. That's going to be the bulk of your lineup. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean Pryor gets targeted a ton. Yeah,
13 targets the other day.
Yeah, only caught six of them, but 13.
Well, some of them were Cousins' fault.
That's true.
You know, and some of them were Pryor's fault.
Doesn't matter how they don't get there, Kevin. Yeah. They just didn't get there.
Well, the fact that he was thrown to that many times.
Absolutely.
Is good,
and I think that the Redskins are going to right the ship a little bit, like enough to where Cousins gets on track. I mean, this is a guy, you know, what did he throw over 4,500 last year or something?
He threw for a lot.
It was a lot. So, you know, I don't see that changing that much. They just need to get in sync. So,
concur.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd pull the trigger, bro.
All right. You guys doing DraftKings leagues this year?
We are.
We are.
Okay. If I was on it before, am I still going to be invited?
Maybe.
Yeah, starting all over.
Here's the thing. Do this, dude. Our email address is thefantasyfootballguys@gmail.com, and shoot me your shoot me your username on DraftKings. I'll make sure you get on the invite list. All right.
All right. Thank you.
I'm going to put together a free pick'em league What?
Yeah. Can you do me a favor?
Maybe.
Can you send me the leagues and send me a text before you announce them to the world so I can get in them?
Dude, there's always plenty of time.
I'm just saying.
Well, see, if I do that, then I have to wait for hours before I release them to the world because you're slow as all get
out. Or you could say, hey, you have till 1 o'clock to get into these leaks. And then I will know that I have
or
to
Or I could
do
just
it.
Put you on the invite list. You get the invite and you join.
I don't get invite. Dude, who checks their email?
I do. Put it on your phone. You don't have a phone, do you?
No.
Lyle's without a phone.
I literally don't have a phone right now.
He's willing to live like it's the 80s.
Yeah, well, it broke, and I have to wait for work to send me another one, so.
But dude, it's been like 2 weeks.
Well, it takes time. They don't just willy-nilly hand out iPhones. There's a process.
Dude, you used to tell me about a vending machine you could go up and get a new iPhone.
Yeah, that's in San Jose. Do I look like I'm in San Jose, California, Dick? Well,
get one of your guys over there to just go over to the vending machine.
No, it's not how it works. You got to go through a process. It's got to be. Jeez. Look, this guy's on the phone with us still. His kid's crying in the background. He's listening to us bitch at each other.
Sorry, dude. You
yeah,
can,
I better
you,
go.
You can hang you up at any time.
Yeah, brother. Take care, man.
All right. Mate, all right. Yeah, we do that. We tend to argue in front of the children.
I know. Just give me the damn invite. Who checks email?
Me.
No. Yeah, because you're a fuddy-duddy. Email.
Wait a minute. Fuddy-duddies don't even have email.
Listen, here's the thing. Email revolutionized communication, right?
Allegedly, yeah.
Right? It did when it first came out.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. It is now one of the least effective forms of communication that exists on planet Earth because you get so much junk.
Well, let me ask you this then. On your iPad or on your
computer,
mm-hmm. laptop, do you have DraftKings notifications enabled?
I don't know.
Well, see, why don't you do that so that when I send you an invite to a league, it pops up on your screen.
Why don't
there,
you
numbnuts?
Kiss my ass?
I'm just going to take you off the list. Nobody wants to play with you anyway because you suck. All right, so let's go to California. just proving my point that Lyle sucks.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to California, hopefully. Hey, California, what's
hey.
Up?
What's up?
What's up? What's up, guys? This is Eric, DJ E-Ray.
DJ E-Ray. What's going
up,
on, brother?
Bruv?
Made it through week one. Only had one injury, just Allen Robinson in a league.
Yeah, Lyle had two injuries.
Yeah, I had two. I had Allen Robinson in three leagues and David Johnson in two leagues.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I went 3 for 5, so.
That's good for you.
You know, I won 3 out of 5 games. I always lose in
a
dynasty.
And not like that Allen Robinson was like, you know, a star by any means, but, you know, he was like going to be one of my reliable.
It hurts, man.
Flex guys.
Yeah, he's a two
or
a flex.
Guys.
It definitely stings.
And yeah. So I picked up Galladay.
Love it.
And, you know, like, obviously now it's week two, so that pickup is, like, messing with my head. Like, I don't know if I play him over. Like, one of my questions is, so sit one of these three guys, Galladay, Pryor, or C.J. Anderson?
PPR?
No, standard.
Standard.
Hmm. Eesh. So it was Galladay, Anderson, and who was the third guy?
Terrell Pryor.
Yeah.
In the standard league, I might sit Pryor.
In the standard, I'd probably sit Pryor, too.
I don't know, man. I mean, listen, it sounds crazy. But Pryor's got the Rams. Rams got a pretty good defense.
As it turns out.
Yeah. And I don't think... the thing, it's a total dice roll on Galladay, though. A total roll of the dice. I mean, we don't know, but
dude,
playing,
he looked good.
He
though,
did
man.
Look good, and they're
he
playing the Giants.
Good. That dude's 6'4", just crushing it.
Yeah, man. He might be the new Megatron there.
Well, it's a little premature. I think.
I said might. you definitely have to play C.J. Anderson.
Yeah.
I don't think you can sit him.
I agree.
So that's one certainly. The safe play would definitely be to play Pryor because he's probably going to get targeted 13 times again. You know, but in a standard league, that doesn't really help you that much.
Right. You want yards and touchdowns.
If you ask me who has a better shot at getting in the end zone, it's probably Galladay.
Probably.
He's that type of player.
Right? Well, you saw them. They targeted him in the end zone. He's 6'4", so they're going to throw to him in the red zone, no doubt.
Right. So, you know, plus the Redskins' offense just looked a little bit off.
Wait a minute, is this one of the leagues you're playing against us?
Yeah, it better not be.
No.
That would be
because be a douche move.
That would
dude,
be cause for dismissal.
Be a career limiting TFFG move.
Yeah,
right there. Unless you're playing Lyle, which of course I would support it highly.
I would probably roll the dice on Galladay. Honestly,
yeah, I would
man.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, why not? In a PPR league, 100%
would
be proud.
That's what I was thinking too. So whatever. Been doing this 12 years.
100%. I know, right?
That's what you do, right?
Yeah, 100%. I would play Pryor in a PPR.
For tight end,
wouldn't be close.
Okay, good.
All right. Tight end.
Tight end, Fleener versus Delanie Walker. Who do you like this week?
Fleener looked good, man.
Fleener did look good. Well, the over-under there for that game is 56, which may be one of the higher over-unders of the year.
Listen, it's probably 100% Delanie Walker. Just saying. Like, it looked like it looked like Breeze was looking for him, you know?
And he was open.
Yeah. So. Fleener's a good tight end, man. You know, he did catch a touchdown, caught five passes. I like it. You know what I mean? I the thing is, dude, Mariota just loves Delanie Walker. I mean,
any quarterback he's ever played with loves him.
Yeah. I think, wait, let me look at his stats here. Yeah, he was 7 for 76 last week. I mean, I think you just have to play him, but I do like Fleener a lot in that matchup, too. But, I you know, play it safe here, man. Play Delanie Walker. He's going to get 10 targets.
Yeah, I mean, if you're set with the rest of your lineup, your tight end is really just gravy.
Yeah.
Really. All right, cool. All right, good. And then just looking forward to next week. What do you – because I have a couple guys that, you know, I was kind of took flyers on. Jamal Williams, how do you feel about hanging on to him and waiting to see what's going on there?
It all depends on who you're going to drop him for. Right. Do they have more potential?
Yeah.
Right. Right now, we don't know about Jamal Williams. We might not know until week 8, and then week 8, he might blow up, you know, or it might never happen. I mean, we just don't know. The thing is, when you're like evaluating your bench spots, it all comes down to who has more potential. So if he, you know, stinks it up again this week, you know, nothing really happening, doesn't look like he's part of the offense, and somebody pops up on the wire that looks really good, you know, maybe somebody emerges in Arizona or something. You know, probably not going to happen. But let's say that Chris Johnson, people probably already picked him up. But let's assuming he didn't
get
picked
gone.
Up. Right. But let's say that, you know, I don't know.
Let's say Chris Thomas.
Okay. Yeah. So let's say he, you know, cracks 100 yards and, you know, catches 50 yards worth of passes and 2 touchdowns. Then I might have to say, then it might be time to get off the Jamal Williams train.
That's how a lot of guys picked up David Johnson two years ago from the waiver wire, because he was drafted because he was a highly touted rookie, but then he didn't do anything for the first couple of weeks and got dropped.
Yep.
And then other dudes like, I'll get that guy. And next thing you know, they're you know, grinning like a Cheshire cat. So,
yeah, but though that's really rare to get a guy of David Johnson's caliber.
Well, period. You could just stop right there.
Right.
It's
rare
to do that.
Yeah,
but,
well, you know, I had him twice this year. Had him for half a game.
How's that working out for
you?
It
was fun. Yeah, it was good times.
Great. So, you know, I'm sure that, you know, there's no guarantee that Williams is going to do anything.
How does somebody dislocate their ankle and they're out for a month, but they dislocate their wrist and they're out for 3 months?
I don't know. I don't know. There's got to be more to it than that. Because, you know, they do surgery and they put pins in and they put plates in. And
dude, put a club on that thing. Get on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, ball it up. You got another arm?
Carry it with your other hand.
Just all you have to do is cover it with the other one.
Hey, what's that?
You poofed it. Anyway,
what's going on with your Blog Talk Radio League?
We won.
Yeah, I we mentioned it on Wednesday. Yeah. We took the keepers out. This week we're playing. I don't have it up here, but I sent a tweet out to the person saying, "Hey, you know, let's chop it up on a call if you got the guts." And I guess they didn't have the guts because I didn't get any response.
All right.
I listened to that episode with the draft, so I'm kind of interested in it. I mean, I'd like to hear what's going on with it. If you guys are doing waiver wires on that in that league or whatever, so if you like include that in one of the shows, I think that would be.
I think Wednesdays we'll carve out a segment. That show's so long though.
It is. So, you know, but this show can tend to be long as well.
Yeah.
You know, I
just put it at the end of one of the shows.
Yeah.
All right.
That's where I put the call before. I mean, I had the call previously and just popped it at the end, you know. So, you
all
know,
right. You know. Yeah, that's a good point, DJ E-Ray.
All right, man. Glad you guys liked the picture, by the way. Love the description.
Oh yeah.
Oh wait, that was you who did that?
Yeah.
Oh, so does that mean we don't have to read that question?
Already. Yeah, we don't have to read that.
No, you don't got to read that question.
Okay, so we can still look at the picture though.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
You did well there, sir. All right, so
all right, boys. Have a good week, man.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Good talking to you.
Good talking to you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
I had to revisit. I had to do a little reminiscing. Yeah. Good God.
Yeah. So,
I mean, left and right are all talent, but right down the pike there. Good Lord.
All right. So we have Jameis. They have Russell.
Mm.
I like ours.
I do too.
We have Devontae. They have Melvin. I like ours. We have Mark Ingram. They have Bilal Powell.
Mm, it's probably a push there.
We have Amari Cooper. They have Doug Baldwin.
Depends on the Seattle offense.
It does. We have Stephon. They have Terrell.
I like us.
We have Julius Thomas. They have Jack Doyle. I think that's a push. We have Randall Cobb. They have Sammy Watkins.
I'm actually kind of excited about Julius Thomas. See how he pans out there Miami. He's a good receiver.
Yeah, I think it's a good matchup. You know, us against Razzball, the Razzball podcast.
No, right.
So Jason didn't want to chop it up.
We're going to hoof that ass.
With any luck.
That's what we're
going to
do.
We're going to Georgia with this call. Let's try that. See if this call in studio works. Hello, Georgia person. How are you?
What's going on?
Hey, yeah, we can. How you doing?
How's it going?
Good. I'm actually in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Just a Georgia number. Name's Rob.
Hey, Rob.
I was calling a few questions. What do you guys think about Todd Gurley this year? I'm selling high on him.
You're gonna sell high on him? Why'd you draft him then?
Well, I mean, he was kind of the most available or the best available running back I had. I just kind of figured didn't he just play Indy?
Yeah.
And shouldn't that be like his, I thought maybe he would like, you know, go off on that game at least. And he did get a touchdown. He did well, but
yeah, I mean, he had 96 yards. He had 96 yards and a touchdown. I don't know what more you really want.
Yeah.
That is a good day for a fantasy running back.
Just watching the game, he did get good stats. It kind of, just to me, it looked like he kind of, you know, was grinding out pretty hard to get those yards, and it's Indy. And, I mean, I already sold high on him. I actually got Amari Cooper for him.
Okay.
I don't know if that, I just want to see what do you guys would think about that trade.
I mean, it really depends on who your other running backs and stuff are, but I think that's a decent trade.
You're trading a running back one for a wide receiver one. So, you know, if you're in a PPR, specifically, then, I think it's a one for one. So that's good.
Yeah, it's a fair trade. Yeah. I mean, if Gurley ends up running for, you know, 1,500 yards, you're going to be really upset. But I mean, he didn't look like he was going to do that against Indy. He did have trouble running the football. He caught a lot of passes, though. So
I think five. You know, looking at the game, you know, the game plan seemed to me to be throwing the ball was where they're going to have the greater success, and mm-hmm. they did.
Yep.
You know, it actually looked like Goff was a real NFL quarterback there for a minute, and mm-hmm. and that's how they had success. So the game plan was to throw the ball. They succeeded in that, and Gurley was part of it. So, being a Gurley owner in a dynasty league, I really appreciated that.
Right, but I do like Amari Cooper a lot as well, and I like that Oakland offense.
Yeah,
a whole lot.
So there you have it. What else you got?
Yeah, Mike? I got for running backs in that league. I got Dalvin Cook and Jaquise Rogers and Abdullah, and I did roll the dice on Chris Carson and Buck Allen. I got those for my running backs. I did lose, you know, a running back one, but I kind of felt like I could have used a better wide receiver. I kind of like Cooper this year.
That's fair.
Yeah, I get that.
I like Cooper every year. He's pretty damn good.
Yeah. Do you think those running backs are serviceable, or do you think I got to?
They are until Doug Martin comes back.
Yeah, when Doug Martin comes back, Quiz Rogers is going to be, we have this other guy that we have nothing, no use for.
Yeah, Martin seems to keep everybody off the field when he's healthy, man. I mean, he goes back and forth in his career between being hurt or now suspended and like all this stuff. But
he runs hard when he's in.
When he's in, man, he is a dynamite running back. And, so I think that'll be an issue, but you just got to be really diligent about working the wire and getting some replacements for him. And that'll be, I guess, week 5?
Yeah, week 5.
Right?
Before week 5.
Well, week 1 didn't count, so he's suspended now 2, 3, 4, and 5. So week 6 he'll...
No, he's only suspended 3 games.
Oh, I thought it was 4. My bad. Okay. Yeah, so week 5. You got until week 5 to find a replacement for Quiz.
You guys don't like Carson?
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Well, the problem he's got is he's got Rawls and Procise and Lacey back there are going to be struggling for time. So
I'm going to give you a big fat maybe. So that's a good high upside guy to watch until week five. Can I say that in week five your running back problem is solved? No. You know, so you're gonna have to keep looking until you find somebody you can reliably start.
And Carson may be that guy by then, but you know,
might be. Yeah, I wouldn't give up on him yet, but if he, you know, drops a goose egg this week, I don't know. You might need to start looking for somebody that's going to get you some points.
Because that's the name of the game, yeah, bro.
I figured this was today or tomorrow would be his big test to see if he's going to be used in that offense. All right.
Yeah, I mean, you'll certainly know within the next 2 weeks. All right, bro.
Yeah.
All right, Ben. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Take care.
Yeah, you got to love that. A little phlegm today.
You always do.
Yeah, I do. I don't know what it is. You know, I stopped smoking 10 years ago.
You're you.
I still have phlegm.
Oh, maybe you should start smoking again.
Nah, you know, I listened to an old show back from when I did smoke, and I sounded like this.
Is this all her?
Yeah, this is the fantasy football guy. Is it? Yeah, now I just...
Can you hit your cough button when you do that, please?
No, it was part, you know, it was part of the effect.
Was it?
But now I don't have the raspy.
It was an awful effect.
Yeah. So let's go to the 917 New York area, see what's going on. Hello, New York. Oh, damn it. New York, hi, how are you?
Hello.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, how you guys doing? Doing
just swell.
So are you in the Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, Staten? Where are you?
Oh, man, I'm in Queens.
Ah, nice. Love Queens.
Yeah. So last week I took my first L, and it sucks, man, because I put up 160 points and still lost.
You can't do anything about those games, right? Just I'm assuming that was a really high number in your league. It's fine. You know, week one it's okay. You really don't have to freak out until like week seven or so. We had a guy in our league one time who lost his first seven games and then ran the table, got into the playoff at a wild card, and won all the way through the playoffs and won the championship game.
On the strength of Chad Pennington's arm.
Chad Pennington's arm. Yep, he picked up Chad Pennington. And, yeah.
Hard to believe.
So, you know.
In retrospect, yeah.
The fact that you're dropping points is a good sign, man. I played in so many leagues that I've been the guy.
You know what it was? It was really just Kareem Hunt and Tariq Hill just went crazy on me.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Well, you know, I lost the same thing. I played Drew, Drew Seabass, who's in, you know, a couple of our leagues. He's in our main money league and our dynasty league, and he's been on this show a lot. And he's in our forum, so he was the highest scorer.
Yeah,
he had like 160 points. Yeah. The second highest scorer had 104. Then there I was with 101.
Right.
So I would have beat most everybody except the freaking guy I was playing who had Kareem Hunt and just blew up.
I have been the dude who had the most points scored in the league before. And by far had the most points against and didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, it does happen, but there's nothing you can do about it. You put your best guys on the field and, you know, sometimes lady luck bites you in the ass.
There you go.
True.
So what can we do for you this week?
Here's the thing. The running back. So I'm starting Melvin Gordon, obviously.
Sure.
The second running back, though, would you rather have Thomas Rawls or Carlos Hyde?
Oh, man, what is going on in Seattle? I really like Carlos Hyde, man. I think I'd play Carlos Hyde, even against Seattle.
Is it a PPR?
PPR, yeah.
Hmm. You know, Carlos Hyde, the whole 49ers offense looked a little discombobulated last week.
Yeah, but Hyde did catch six passes or something.
Yeah, so what was his total output?
Hyde? 77 yards. He had 9 for 45 on the ground and 6 for 32 through the air.
So he was in.
I believe it was like 13 points.
Something like that.
So that's not spectacular. But the thing is, we don't know. Rawls is coming off an injury, which kept him out week one.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about there's four running backs in
Carson,
Seattle.
Lacy, I guess maybe
that could have a claim to touches. Yeah. So they're not. They bought Lacy. They're not going to not use him. Okay. They have other guys. So if Rawls was one of two guys, I'd say absolutely him. If he was 100% healthy, I'd say absolutely him.
I need to see a week out of him, too.
I do.
Yeah, I need to see something out of him. I mean, coming off an injury, missed first game, all those running backs. Yeah, I think I'm going with the safe play. I'll take 13 points over, say, 5.
Yeah.
you know, if he ends up in a huge committee situation. You never know with an injury, too. They could work him back slowly because they have that luxury.
Yeah.
They have all those other running backs. They go, hey, man, we're going to limit your touches. You're going to get like 8 to 10 touches.
Right.
Whereas Hyde is the focal point of that offense.
Well, he's the focal point of the running game.
The running game. Sure.
Now, that being said, it's a pretty sad state of affairs when Carlos Hyde is the, quote, safe play.
Yeah.
But there you sit, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty receiver heavy, so I didn't really go too hard on running backs besides Melvin Gordon.
Right.
Because I end up with Demaryius, Cooper, Diggs, and Fitzgerald. So I'm rolling with them for this week.
Okay. Yeah, I think you'll be all right then.
With those two, so.
You can afford to roll the dice at running back a little bit.
Hyde is what I was thinking because I think he's gonna get most of it.
Yeah.
Rawls is going to go all the way.
Yeah,
off.
Watch. Yeah. Rawls, now that we said that.
He's going to have himself a career game.
160 yards and 3 touchdowns. Yeah.
That's the way it works, bro.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
And are you working today? Are you at work?
What's going on? You in the kitchen?
Yeah, I'm working.
Yeah, okay.
I can hear a lot of people.
Yeah.
Tell all your coworkers they were on an international fantasy football show today because we could hear them as well.
Yeah, right. Hopefully they don't all listen to you guys.
Hey, gotcha. All right, man. Talk soon. Right, see you.
A lot of people call us from work.
Well, you know, it's Saturday morning. People work.
They're bored, too. They're just like, you know what? I'm going to call on this show because
their bosses are like, what are you doing on the phone?
Yeah. You know, take care of business, boss.
Yeah. So we also, if we, you know, we're going to obviously put calls at the top of the priority list, but we also have email to go through, and we also have a lot of people on the forum asking questions.
Just like last week, if we didn't get to your question on the air, we will answer them off the air.
Yeah.
I will send out a bunch of emails tonight. Calm down.
It may be first thing in the morning.
It might be first thing in the morning.
But before your game.
But, there. Yeah. But I'll get to all the emails, and Kevin will do the forum.
There you go. Let's go to the 812 and see who's hanging on there. Hello. Hi. Hello.
Hey, this is Al from Indy.
Hey, Al from Indy.
I was calling to talk about Tower 7.
Oh, God.
I was calling to talk about Tower 7. How in the hell do you guys think? No. Sorry.
That would be amazing.
That's a different show.
That would be amazing.
we're always interested in Building 7, bro.
You know what, dude? I don't believe in any of these conspiracy theories, right? I really don't, right? But I love crazy people on the internet. I love it. I can't get enough of it.
Right.
I watch these YouTube documentaries.
There's so many crazy people on the internet.
They're so bizarre.
Now, one of my relatives, I'm not going to say who, is a huge...
You already mentioned him on the air before.
Did I? Yeah. During the show, we were talking about conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's big into that, you know, Tower 7, and nothing hit Tower 7, but it was brought down, and what was inside of it, and all these documents, and, you know...
Lucky Larry.
Yeah, all the whole thing, yeah, so... We were in a bar, and Lyle and my nephew were there, and my nephew had, you know, we were at a bar, so drinking was involved, and... My nephew was like, how can you not care about this? And I was like, I just don't.
I just don't.
So, yeah, it was a little awkward. But anyway, back to you there, Al. What's going on?
Yeah. Lyle brought this up a couple of weeks ago where it was one of those weird tangents. And Lyle said, well, why aren't we talking about Tower 7? So yeah, I thought that would be a good cold open.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Al with a callback.
Right.
Look at you, man.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. So I got a couple of questions for you guys. I got to pick one out of three running backs for a flex here. I got, it's a standard scoring league. I got Tevin Coleman, Kerwin Williams, and Tariq Cohen.
Well, you got some, dice rolls right there, don't you?
You got to pick how many?
One.
Yeah, I would play Tevin Coleman. I don't know enough about Tariq Cohen yet. I mean, maybe.
Well, the thing is, he kind of took the world by storm last week, but you know, now there's some film on him. Now I have heard that Jordan Howard is potentially limited, not going to be in, so it could be the Tariq Cohen show. What that means, I don't know, but the guy's got talent, he's got speed, he can catch, all those things. So I don't hate that. Yeah. Tevin Coleman has obviously a Devontae Freeman problem. Who is your third guy?
Kerwin Williams.
Yeah, they just got Chris Johnson off the couch. You know, and Bruce Arians says,
and he's not going to probably contribute a bunch, but it's the Indianapolis Colts defense. That's a good matchup.
It's a good matchup, but Todd Gurley, you know, we were just talking about him. I mean, he only ran for 40 yards on 19 carries in that game. So maybe that says a lot about Gurley. Maybe it says a lot about the Rams offensive line. I don't know. But what I am saying is you're taking potentially a third string running back and expecting something out of him. I guarantee you that one of the other two will outscore Kerwin Williams. I just don't have any faith that they're going to dedicate enough time to him for him to become, you know, like a feature back in that offense in this week. So if Jordan Howard is quote unquote limited, I don't know what that means. Maybe, you know, they'll split carries a little bit. We know Tevin Coleman's role. Right, and we know that they have specific plays designed for him. Yes, he has a Freeman problem, but he can explode and he can go off too. And he's a very solid start.
Well, here's what Tevin Coleman did last week against the Bears. All right, Tevin Coleman was 8 carries for 16 yards,
not
which
great.
Not good, but he was 4 catches for 42 yards. So, you know, on 12 touches, he ended up with 58 yards.
In standard league, it's only 5 points.
Right. Right. So not great. And that was, you know, the Bears aren't a great defense. So that doesn't convince me that Tevin Coleman's the guy to play this week.
No, but I mean, you know, you look at what Tariq Cohen did. I mean, he caught 8 passes. That was awesome. But he only had 5 carries. Mm-hmm. Right? He got 66 yards on those carries. That was really good. He did score the touchdown on one reception. That's really good. But still, we don't have a lot of data on this guy.
It's true. Is this for a flex or is this for an RB2 or what?
It's a flex. Flex.
Yeah, he has 13 touches in the NFL.
I'd roll the dice in a flex on Cohen.
I disagree. I would go with Tevin Coleman, the safe play.
That's fine. Go with the safe play in your flex, because that's what flexes are for.
So.
Flexes are for the safe play, Al.
Tower 7.
Yeah. and then I had one other question here for a third wide receiver. I got Tyrell Williams, Kenny Galladay, and Jamison Crowder. And I'm guessing based on the previous Galladay talk you guys have been going, you're going to lean that way.
Well, we lean that way with that guy's situation.
Who was the third person?
That's Crowder.
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 Mm. The first person is Ty Williams.
Yep.
Ty Williams. Let's see.
None of these are great options, man. I mean
it's a wide receiver three.
So this is the same league, right?
It's a third wide receiver.
So this is the same league, too, right? It's not a... It's not a PPR?
No,
a
different league.
Oh, okay, is this a PPR?
No, it's not a PPR. Okay. It's a standard scoring.
All right, so that would have bumped Crowder way up in my mind.
Yeah, agreed.
Fact that it's not...
Although he had like one catch for 10 yards or something last week.
Right, he just totally disappeared. I think Ty Williams had 5 for 54 against Denver, which I'll take. We all know what Galladay did. Listen, again, this is the dice roll versus the safe play. Ty Williams, we know his role. We know what he's going to do. He's going to get you wide receiver 3 numbers, wide receiver 2 numbers. You know, it's not going to be huge. Galladay could go all the way off again. So I'm inclined to roll the dice again here.
Well, you didn't want to roll the dice on the flex, but you're willing to roll it on the wide receiver 3.
Yeah, because Tevin Coleman is better than Ty Williams and Jameson Crowder. He's a focal point of that offense when he's on the field. He really is.
Who is?
Tevin Coleman. I don't think Jameson Crowder is a focal point of the Washington offense.
No, I mean, obviously, Tevin Coleman's not in this conversation.
No, but I'm just saying, you said I didn't want to roll the dice then because it's a different player.
Right.
I didn't want to roll the dice over Tevin Coleman. I would rather play Tevin Coleman. In this situation, though, what are you really losing by not playing Jameson Crowder?
Well, I would play Ty Williams here.
Okay. I would roll the dice on Kenny Galladay, too. Yeah. I would do it this time. So you feel more
we're not agreeing on any of your stuff, Al.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
I don't hate the Galladay play.
That's all right. So
I hate the Galladay play, but
I did not agree. These are not easy. So
yeah.
So there you go.
All right.
By the way, Kevin,
that's more information. I've got a whole day to think
no
about
team
it.
No
right?
team. So. I just want to point this out: the Chargers are playing Miami, and no team in the league has given up fewer points to fantasy wide receivers than Miami. Except for Tampa, they're tied.
What about Tampa? Yeah.
Well, you got me there.
Those are math. You know,
that's right.
Those are math.
You
Jesus,
that's right.
Math. You can't really argue with that.
That's right.
How do you argue with that, Kevin?
I argue with it by ignoring it. Is what I do. as usual. Al, good luck to you on your week.
All right, boys.
Yeah, take care, buddy.
All right, buddy.
We'll talk to you next time.
All right. Sounds good.
Flat Earth.
650-733-8334, your number to call to get in on the action. We go back to California, the West Coast. And who we got on the phone here? Who is this?
Hey, guys, it's Beerman Rob from Sacramento.
Ah.
Beerman Rob.
Beerman Rob, what's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy. Yeah, I'm an actual beer salesman out here.
Are you really?
I got you guys covered for some good local stuff.
Nice.
Do you distribute the Russian River brand there?
Probably not.
I don't have that, but I've got some great Sacramento area brewing companies, and I've got all the way up and down the West Coast stuff, Alaskan, Firestone Walker, all that good stuff.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I'm not non-interested.
Yeah. we're not interested. So here's what you do, Rob, my friend Rob.
Our good buddy pal.
Yeah. TheFantasyFootballGuys@gmail.com. Send an email to that.
Mm-hmm.
I will provide you with a mailing address if you were inclined to, you know, put some jelly in a box and send it to us.
Absolutely.
Jelly's a euphemism for beer.
Yeah.
That's right. We like to call it bevies out on the West Coast.
Bevies. I like that. That's very coastal.
We have a listener named Paul who sends us jelly from Kansas, and he started the jelly thing. I'm sending you jars of jelly.
And at first we were like, what?
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Jelly? Yeah.
And then we got it, and it was
you guys,
good stuff. Anyway.
Yeah, you guys are definitely worthy of some. Took your advice the last couple of years. This year I've started off 3-0, looking good.
Nice.
And since I'm doing good, I actually have a couple of questions for my wife's team.
Ooh.
Ruh-roh.
Put her on.
This could either go really or land you in the hot water, pal.
She's too shy. So
okay.
Let me go ahead and throw a couple out at you.
Too shy to talk to a couple schlubs in a basement in Delaware?
I know. So she lost last week and luckily picked up free agent Buck Allen and Jay Nelson of Arizona.
Nice.
Was wondering, she's a big Niner fan, and we're worried about Carlos Hyde going up to Seattle and getting punked. So
that's a big worry.
Maybe swap out with Jay Allen. With Buck.
I don't know, man. What do you think? I don't know. This is a total.
Is this her running back two, flex? What are we talking about here?
So this is her running back two. And her running back one is Ty Montgomery.
All right.
Yeah, you know, I don't like pitting any runner against Seattle's defense, especially at home, and especially if the offense that's surrounding that running back generally sucks. And we've had this Carlos Hyde conversation before, today, in fact, and, you know, no real love for him on my end, but Lyle tends to have a stiffy for him. So.
I don't have a stiffy.
Dude, you have man love. You have a bro crush, and just admit it.
He's okay.
Yeah, okay. I would definitely go with the Allen choice here for an RB2.
So everything that Kevin said is completely legitimate and correct. I don't like Hyde. I don't like Hyde against Seattle either.
You just picked Hyde against Seattle.
I know. Well, that was a different situation. Yeah. I would probably play Hyde here too.
Oh.
Yeah, but I get it. Like, he's not good enough that he's an auto start against a defense like Seattle. So I'm inclined to roll the dice on Allen versus Cleveland. That's a far more favorable matchup. And with Woodhead down, we do have some data on his role, right, on how he would perform.
And how he performed last week.
And he played well. So,
71 yards, I think.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with Kevin here, reluctantly.
Yeah.
He also had 21 carries.
Yeah.
Which was, I thought, was telling.
I totally feel the same about it, and that's why I kind of had to talk her into it. But I wanted to get some backup from you guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
Well, one thing you have to tell her, I mean, I know coming from your husband, it's not going to go down easy, all right? But you have to tell her, in fantasy, you have to take team emotion out of it.
Yeah.
We draft Cowboys. I hate the Cowboys.
I have Zeke on two teams.
In fantasy, I picked up Jason Witten as a tight end. You got to take emotion out of it. because it has nothing to do with that. So tell her from us that there is no favorite team in fantasy. Make your choices and then root your team on. But after that,
you know what's the worst? I was playing against Drew Seabass in the playoffs one year, and I went to an Eagles game, and he had, it might have been Steve Smith when he played for Carolina. Anyway, not only was I watching him catch a million passes for touchdowns and
beating
blowing
the Eagles,
up,
yeah.
But he was also smoking me in fantasy football, so it was like a double whammy.
And Drew was probably at the game texting you.
He was. Well, I don't know if he was at the game, but he was texting me. So beautiful. Yeah, it was really. It's bad enough when you know Dez Bryant scores a touchdown against the Eagles. It's doubly bad when I'm also playing against him in fantasy. It's just it's brutal.
Which is, you know, we tend not to draft Eagles because we don't want them to disappoint us in two ways.
Well, I would be happy to draft one. What really happens is they go way too early in our drafts.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, it, you know.
Being in the Philly area, people just see like, Alshon, round two. It's like, what? It's a little early.
Yeah.
So you heard way more of that than you probably wanted to hear, dude. Yep. So
it's all good. Hey, I do have an interesting question. Speaking of your Eagles. On one of my teams, I have the Chiefs defense this week and have an opportunity to pick up just to bench them and pick up either Oakland or Jayville or the Rams. And I was wondering what your thoughts were with the Eagles going into KC. Should I fade them for the week and pick up a free agent D?
I stream defenses every week, dude.
I pretty much do, too, unless my defense is going really well.
Right.
The thing is, dude.
I would pick up the Raiders. They're playing the Jets.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. I would play the Raiders.
Basically, yeah. Any team
absolutely,
that's playing, if they're playing the Jets, if they're playing the Niners, or if they're playing the Browns. Seriously, those are the three teams I look for. If one of them's available, I pick them up. Just because those offenses, and the Colts, you know, fall in that category too. You know,
maybe. Until, they had one bad game.
Until Luck comes back.
Well, Brissett.
But look, well, and we'll see. So, you know, I try to find I stream a team, and I don't really like that term, but I stream a team that is playing a lousy offense. And I take a kicker that's playing at home where it's going to be dry. Seriously, that's really my only criteria for a kicker. If they're indoor, that's even better. Home in a dry environment. That's all I want.
Awesome. Yeah, I totally agree. And I'm on board with the Raiders because I actually coached their third-round pick, Eddie Vanderdoes,
wow.
When he was a middle schooler in wrestling.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
I got something going there with that.
Oh, you're a wrestling coach.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hang on to whatever connection you can have, bro.
Yeah. I once shook hands with a
absolutely.
Man who stood next to Hulk Hogan in an airport.
Right on, guys. Hey, thanks for the help. I'll stay in touch and get on the Gmail line for you for some bevies.
All ooh. Right. I'm looking forward to bevies, Kevin.
Yep, they are.
Are your nipples hard?
Yeah, just sorry, dude. Anyway.
Like some bevies.
Thanks. Talk to you later, man. Thanks for the hookup there.
Okay, bye.
Potential hookup.
Yeah, man.
We like bevies.
Love you, mean it. 9/11 was an inside job, bro.
What was that?
9/11 was an inside job.
Full slug. All right, so let's go back out to Cali, right at the bottom of the country on the West Coast. I love this. Hello, hi, what's going on?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing swell.
Doing great.
Good. I had a couple questions for you. Matt Stafford was out on the waiver wire, and I kind of am buying into his week one performance, and I ended up dropping Eric Decker for him. I also had already had Corey Davis. For some reason, I drafted both. I just had like a brain fart. Do you think that was a smart move?
Sure. I mean, what you were getting out of Decker, is this a PPR league?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Decker's a PPR solid play, like a flex guy.
Not last week, but generally.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you're looking for out of him. You're looking for, you know, 10, 15 points out of your flex spot. That's it. Stafford could potentially be your starter, and I think you're going to be – who's your starting quarterback?
Rivers.
I might play Stafford.
Dude,
over.
I'd flip them around.
Yeah, I'd play Stafford
and
this week.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. I saw him sitting out there, and I was like, I can't just let him sit there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I get it. Rivers probably is a safer bet, I guess, against Miami, the unknown that is Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But they've had an extra week to prepare for him, and Stafford's playing those Giants, man.
Yeah, they didn't do so well.
Their defense looks abysmal.
I would play Stafford, and I would also look at the guy who dropped him. I would look at that person's team and see who else you liked and make them a ridiculous trade offer. Because they're obviously stupid for dropping Stafford, they may be stupid in trades, too.
No, that's the thing. I don't even think anybody drafted Stafford.
Wow.
He was just been sitting there.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, then you're in a league full of idiots.
And then,
well, this guy didn't draft him either.
I seem to think so, but that's just only my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would flip on this
week.
What
do you guys think of Tyler Eifert?
What about him? Tall, handsome man.
I don't know. Like maybe I'm just tripping. But like you know, his week one performance, and then he kind of stepped it up last on Thursday. But you know, still just kind of nervous about it.
He's in an offense that's sputtering. So yeah.
Well, they're getting a new offensive coordinator. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Oh, that's right.
He's a dynamic playmaker. Make no doubt about it. He's often injured. And if the offense doesn't play well, which it hasn't for the first 2 weeks, everybody's going to suffer. So I wouldn't bail on him just yet, but you know, week three comes around, he lays another goose egg. Eek.
Yeah,
I don't know. We can start talking about potential
previous
drops.
Performances. No guarantee of future value.
That's right.
Just like the stock market.
Yeah, I would give this. I would give this. You know, this offensive coordinator time to. They got to get him the football, man. He's got to be their go-to receiver on third down.
Him and Green are the guys that have to be one and two, and well, Green and Eifert in the passing game.
They got to be.
So
yep.
Yeah, I would hang on to him. I wouldn't be skittish yet.
Okay. Awesome. Cool. Well, thanks a bunch, guys.
You got it.
Thank
you. Have a good day.
Have a good one, Brosif.
Brosifine. Let's go to Minnesota. Hello, Minnesota.
Hey guys.
What's up?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, it's going fab.
Not much. Forgive me, I'm playing daddy right now, so if you hear baby, that's just her. Just had a couple quick matchup questions for you. One is for one league and one is for the other. Both are non-PPR. And one was, I'm deciding between Watkins, Matthews, and Williams.
Which Matthews?
Jordan Matthews, that is.
Okay.
And Kerwin Williams.
And you need to start how many?
Just one.
Just one for the flex?
Who was the first one?
Sammy Watkins. I'd play Sammy Watkins. Yeah.
I'd squint while doing it because, you know, we haven't seen him be the Sammy that we're used to seeing. But, you know, it's a different team that he's on now. Different scheme, different QB, the whole deal. So, you know, he's going to rise to the top eventually, maybe starting this week.
Okay. So play him until his foot gets injured again?
That or Kerwin Williams starts to play well or Jordan Matthews exists.
Yeah.
Okay, and then my other question was, should I play Mike Wallace or Ty Williams? Just one of them for a wide receiver.
Is there a compelling reason to
play Mike Wallace?
Yeah.
Ever? I have Mike Wallace in the league, and I have him there just for bye week protection. And unless, you know, he starts being a consistent play, I'm not even going to look his way. Dude. For me, it's Ty Williams.
I agree.
Okay, that's what I thought. And then I just kind of had an overall question about my team, like, season long. I'm kind of worried about my QB situation. I have Dalton and I have Tyrod, and I thankfully played Tyrod last week. But I'm just wondering how long I'll be able to ride his train, and if so, like, will I be able to hop on Dalton's train at that time? There's not much out there on the waiver wire. I think I see Kaiser was the best one I saw.
Yeah, Watson's not out there. Brissett, maybe? I mean,
I think Watson's out there, but that was it.
Right. So this week again, hopefully you went with Tyrod.
I did. Thankfully.
Okay. All right. So you got a little bit of time, and you got a little bit of breathing room there in terms of a score. So I think that Tyrod's probably okay to continue to play this week, but I would start looking. On the waiver wire for a replacement for one of those guys.
It would be Dalton now.
Probably, yeah. But again, give him another week to see what's going on. But if you have an empty bench spot, I might pick up somebody like Jacoby Brissett. I might pick up, you know, Deshaun Watson, assuming he clears waivers. Because those are the guys right now that you can roll the dice on. I mean, I wouldn't pick up, like, say, Joe Flacco if Flacco was out there. No thanks. You know, I'd rather roll the dice. I can get those numbers out of Tyrod Taylor.
Right.
You know, I would rather roll the dice. Maybe Brissett comes in and plays well. Probably not.
Well, the thing is like, you know, Andrew Luck has started throwing, but he hasn't started throwing in practice. He's still in street clothes at practice. So he's going to have to get a couple of weeks of practice, you know, throwing the ball on the sideline to warm up is a lot different than throwing the ball at speed, at a moving receiver, et cetera. So he's weeks away from playing. Brissett may be a guy who, if he plays well this week, if he plays well this week, can be, he's got a lot of weapons there.
Yes.
Moncrief, he's got T.Y. So, you know, Brissett has an opportunity to, you know, raise his stock in the league and get points for you. Dalton? I'm not sure at this point, dude.
Right. So, long story short.
Too late for that.
If you have an empty bench spot or you have somebody who's expendable, I would burn that right now on Brissett and see what happens this week.
Unless Bradford's available.
Yeah, Sam Bradford's available.
It looks like Watson's available as well. I checked real
quick. But you probably have to clear him on waivers, too.
Well, he could probably just pick him up right now. It's Saturday. Probably just grab
But he played on Thursday, so.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's going to have to clear waivers on Monday. Oh, so I would pick up Brissett right now.
It wasn't a very memorable game, so I could see how you forget.
Right. Yeah, I know. It was pretty boring. But he did have that nice run. So you can make that decision on Watson versus Brissett, or Kaiser for that matter, on Tuesday, right? But right now I would burn a spot on Brissett just to have him secured, just in case he comes in and has a big game, you know?
Yep.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Well, that's all I had. Well, I appreciate the advice, guys.
No problem.
You got it, man. Enjoy the baby.
Yeah. Good luck.
They're a lot harder once they start walking. All right. Yeah. See you, man. Start
moving around.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. This ought to be interesting. We have a call from Southern Florida.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let's see what's going on here. Hey, where are you at?
Hey, Southern.
Where are you in Southern Florida?
I'm in Orlando.
Oh, okay. Land of Mickey.
Yeah.
So it's too bad from the storm or anything like that.
Good. Good, man. Good to hear it.
I had a question for you guys. So I'm having I have a lot of wide receivers, and I'm just not sure which one I think would be good to start, because I can start three receivers or a tight end and a flex.
Okay.
So on my bench, I have Martavis Bryant, Sammy Watkins, and Kyle Rudolph. But starting, I have Kelvin Benjamin, Chris Hogan, Gronkowski, and Davante Adams.
I like half of those. I like Adams
like
and
half
Gronk.
Of them?
Adams and Gronk are 100% starts. So you're talking about Hogan versus Sammy Watkins, was it? And who else?
Yeah, Hogan, or Watkins, or Martavis Bryant.
Martavis Bryant, right.
I feel like they're just kind of big play hitters. I'm not sure.
Yeah. You also have Kyle Rudolph there, but I don't think that's a deal.
Yeah, you're not going to roll him.
I think I would swap him. I would swap Hogan out. I don't know, man. I want to see more out of him before I can play him. So,
yeah, I mean, he was the consensus. Well, he's going to take over for Edelman, but he didn't.
You can't.
It was Amendola. It was Burkhead. So,
he had one catch and three carries. You know, not great numbers. Watkins and Bryant are compelling. Bryant did not have a big first week. Watkins, we all know what he did. Bryant's playing Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd play Sammy Dave Watkins.
Rhodes.
Him? I think I'd play Watkins.
Yeah. Sounds
against Washington, right?
Yep.
At home.
At home.
And what about Kelvin?
Yeah, I'm not sure about Kelvin. He had what, like one catch last week, right?
Yeah. Again, one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, would you go with Kelvin or would you go with Hogan?
Chris Hogan had one catch.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I would probably continue.
I'd roll Benjamin again.
Yeah, I've seen Kelvin Benjamin. Everybody has seen him just, you know, take over, not take over a game, but you know. He's Cam Newton's should be his top target in the wide receiver game, so or in the pass game.
I'd stick with him for another week before I started getting cute with the lineup.
Yeah. I mean I have hopes for Hogan, but
me too, know, and this week against New Orleans is a really good matchup, but it's a total guess
it
as
is
to what he's gonna produce.
Yeah, fewer wide receiver choices in Carolina than they have in New England.
Yeah, you think.
There you go, man.
Anything else?
Thank you, guys.
You got it.
Running backs, I think, yeah, I'm good. Devontae Freeman and C.J. Anderson, you guys think those are pretty good, solid guys for this week?
They are, and depends on who you have behind them, but yeah.
Yeah, C.J.'s a little...
Nobody other than Jamal Charles.
Okay, yeah, then definitely C.J.
Yeah, C.J.'s definitely the one. You know, I've been disappointed by C.J. so many times, but, you know, he's still starting running back on an NFL team. With not a whole lot behind him, because Charles isn't going to be an every down back. So
probably not. I mean, we might see more out of Charles as the season rolls on. He gets more comfortable in the offense, all that kind of stuff. But that ain't this week. So, yeah.
Probably not.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, man.
Appreciate
you're,
it.
You're very welcome.
Enjoy the sunshine down there.
Indeed. If you want to get on the action, 650-733-8334. That's 733-TFFG. We're going to be getting to the forum, and we're going to be getting to the emails. Yeah, but right now, we're going to do this. Week one is in the books, but it's not too late to get closer to the game you love with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football.
This Sunday, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 Pick'em contest that is totally free to enter.
Pick'em is the newest way to play 1 Week Fantasy Football. Drafting your team is faster than ever.
DraftKings has organized players into 8 tiers. All you have to do is select one player from each tier.
Choose between public contests with the massive cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your buddies.
DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of a similar skill level.
Best part is you get to draft a new team every week, no commitments.
So go to DraftKings.com right now.
All right. Use promo code GUYS, G-U-I-S, to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes Sunday.
That's promo code GUYS, G-U-I-S, to compete for your share of $100,000 in total prizes.
Contest is totally free to enter. Why not try?
DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Do that. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to the official questions thread. Durock says... Oh, damn. Sorry.
No, we got a call.
We'll get to there soon. Sorry about that, guys. The calls take precedence. We know this. You know this.
Well, it is a call-in show.
Well, yes, it is. So we're going to go back to California, I believe. We're going to go.
Going.
Back, hello, back California. What's going on? The Anaheim area, I think.
Hey, guys. Good morning. It's Ryan from Newport Beach.
Hello, Ryan.
Ryan from Newport Beach.
Hey, so I got two questions. Number one, Adam Thielen or Kelvin Benjamin?
Thielen.
1 point PPR.
Thielen. I got a feeling.
So here's the deal. The reason why I ask is because in this particular league, I'm playing Dalvin Cook, Kyle Rudolph, and if I put Thielen in there, that's 3 Vikings on 1 squad. What do you think about that?
I say good for you.
Yeah,
they're all pretty good Vikings. I mean, yeah, why not?
Yeah, we, you know, some guys may go, oh, you know, you're putting all your eggs in one basket. But if it's a basket that's scoring points, if I can stretch the metaphor past reasonability, yeah, I mean, you know, you got to look at them individually. Thielen's a guy who he gets targeted a lot. He catches a lot of passes. He's a slot player. He does very well. You know, Cook is a guy who's getting tons of opportunity and making the most of those opportunities. So Rudolph is a guy who's a red zone monster. So all those guys individually are fantastic. Doesn't matter that they're all on the same team.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So look at it this way. Do you have a better running back to play over Dalvin Cook?
LeGarrette Blount.
So no.
So no, yeah. Do you have a better tight end to play over Rudolph?
No, I only rostered one.
There you go. So we're going to play Adam Thielen, who the other night was 9 for 157 versus Kelvin Benjamin,
yeah.
who had a 1 catch for 25 yards. Yeah. So we're playing Thielen. So yeah. It really doesn't matter how many players on the same team. All that matters is, you know, who else can you start over them? I would start Thielen over Benjamin 100%.
I don't care if they play for the Rockford Mudhens. If they're putting points on my board, I'm them.
That's right.
Yeah, but Sammy B, you know, he's got an MRI. He did an MRI yesterday. Is he hurt? Is he good?
Yeah, the MRI.
You know, if he goes down, this week is all over for this team.
Yeah, That's true. That's true.
Not for Cook.
Well, probably not for Dalvin Cook, yeah.
Not for Cook.
But the thing is, whoever comes in to sub, I think it's Sean King, right? Whoever comes in to sub for Bradford, it may not be Sean King, but whoever it is, okay, they're still going to throw the football to Thielen. They're going to throw the football to Rudolph probably more than ever. So, you know,
right.
And you run the risk of that sort of thing happening regardless of who your quarterback is, or you know what I mean?
Would it be Case Keenum?
Oh, is it Case Keenum? Yeah. Trustworthy enough.
Did you say Sean King?
Yeah, Sean King's still in the league somewhere.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like 1,000 years old, but he's still playing.
Is that true?
I think so, yeah. I mean, you know, why wouldn't he?
I have an autographed jersey of his.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he a Lion at the time?
I don't remember.
I think he's been on almost every team.
Might have been a Buccaneer. Was he a Buccaneer?
Sure.
I don't know. I can't remember. My grandfather gave it to me. He met him somewhere. Anyway. I don't think you have any issues.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I just wouldn't have any issues starting those Vikings.
All right. So I'm going to do it in that league. And then in my other league, what the heck happened to Hunter Henry? I mean, is he droppable or not? What's going on with him?
He's
zero targets.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. He killed me.
Yeah. I mean, somebody like Hunter Henry is certainly droppable. If there's a better tight end on the wire, sure.
All right, so here's the top four of my wire. Jared Cook, Austin Hooper, Jermaine Gresham, Cameron Brate. You know?
Wait, I said Sean Hill, right? Not Sean King?
You said Sean King.
I meant Sean Hill.
Oh, okay.
And he is the backup.
Is he?
Minnesota.
Well, why is this roster? Why do I even look at these rosters?
I don't know.
They don't even have him listed.
He was there last year. I don't know if he's there this year. But, you know, who knows who backups are?
Apparently not us.
Not us. Yeah, that's okay. We'll get criticized, but that's fine. We don't know who backup quarterbacks are. So anyway, you were...
That's all right.
Yeah, so he's worried about Hunter Henry. And you know, Hooper had one big play. So let's not get too excited about him.
Yeah.
It was a great play.
Right.
But it was one. He's not going to be burning people for long touchdowns. Maybe for the rest of his career.
right.
You know,
how about Cook? Jared Cook in Oakland.
Yeah, I mean, I like him a lot. He's playing the Jets. I wouldn't try to make America braid again just yet.
Yeah,
I need to see a little bit more out of that.
I was in the league. I dropped Hunter Henry, picked up Jason Witten.
Yeah, I mean, Henry's probably still not a terrible go. They're going to get him involved, you would imagine. But I don't hate playing Jared Cook. I mean,
you know what? I tend to kind of switch around tight ends, too.
I do that, too.
Kickers, defenses, tight ends. Unless I have a guy like Eifert or Ertz, then I'm not going to stream those guys. But unless I have one of those guys, which is, I almost never do because they get drafted too early for me. Then, you know, I tend to just, you know,
bounce around,
pluck guys off the waiver wire here and there,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be Cook. Henry's going to go to the waiver wire, and then I'll figure it out next week.
All right.
There you go.
You know. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You got it. Have a good afternoon.
Okay, have a nice day.
Thanks.
Yep. Think about Hunter Henry is, though, I mean, they were playing Denver. Tough game. I mean, not getting targeted is rough, but...
Yeah, I mean, we saw what he could do last year. I can't imagine his role has diminished.
No.
I mean, they have more weapons there, but, you know, who knows? No. You know, I knew we were going to get a call from Wisconsin, so let's go to the Milwaukee area, the 262. Hello, what's going on?
Hello, this is Greg calling from Waukesha, Wisconsin, just outside of Milwaukee.
Nice.
Just have a trade proposal question for you here. I think this is kind of a no-brainer. I think I'm going to do it, but just wanted to get your guys' input on it. Someone's offering to trade me Phillip Rivers and Dez Bryant for Todd Gurley. I'd then start Dez Bryant and Jordy Nelson. This is a standard league, by the way, as my two starting wide receivers.
That's nice.
And then what quarterback do I get rid of if I do that? Eli or Dak Prescott?
Eli.
Dak has way more upside.
Yeah.
Do you agree with the trade, though? Do you like the trade?
Bums me out about Gurley, but I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, at some point you may regret getting rid of Gurley, but I think you're getting really good value for him.
Yeah.
Right. My other running backs are like Mike Gillisley, Jonathan Stewart, Jaquez Rogers, who I think is going to who could have a big year.
Well,
and
until Muscle Hamster comes back.
Yeah. Well, you're trading a number one running back for a number one wide receiver. Okay, that's a one-to-one trade that's good, and you're getting a quarterback in the mix too.
Yeah, that so upgrades your quarterback position.
Right, so you're getting two startable players for one startable player.
Yep.
Even if you're going to miss Gurley, you're going to get points from the trade.
And you got startable running backs behind him, so I like it.
Yep. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. No
you
problem.
Got it. Good luck with that. Kind of hit the drop button too quickly there.
You do that.
A little premature from what I've heard.
You are.
let's go to the south of Cleveland, Ohio area. See what's going on there. Ohio, hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing swell. Ooh.
How's your dog?
Yeah, how's your dog doing?
He gets mad when I talk to nothing. I don't know. He doesn't understand phones.
So. Oh, for a minute there, I was offended, but then I realized.
It's mad when I talk to schmucks.
Yeah.
All right, so I have a couple questions for you. First one, I'll start with the easiest one, I think. Phillip Rivers or Kirk Cousins?
Man.
It's not as easy as you'd think.
Well, yeah, because, I mean... I want to start Cousins.
I lean Rivers from the jump, but yeah. there's a compelling reason to start.
I mean,
Cousins.
I want to start Cousins, but I would start Rivers. Their offense just looked out of sync.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna.
Rivers has way more weapons at his disposal,
and he played well in a tough game. You know, as he's done throughout his entire career.
Somebody asked me, "Do I play Phillip Rivers?" You know, this week I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Even though he's in Denver," I'm like, "Yeah." Even though he's in Denver,
yeah.
So,
I mean, you know, it was a tough go, but...
He had three touchdowns and, just under 200 yards.
Yeah, 190-something.
Done. Take it.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
All right. Then wide receivers. Obviously, I'm playing Antonio Brown.
Obviously.
I would hope so.
And it's a PPR. It's a half-point PPR. And then for my second slot, I have Alshon Jeffrey, Larry Fitz, Jameson Crowder, and Sammy Watkins.
And you have to pick one out of that group?
Yeah, we have a flex coming up, so don't worry, but yeah.
I would get Alshon involved in there in one of those two spots.
Yeah, I'd probably play Fitzgerald though.
I would play Fitz in the wide receiver spot. I don't mind Alshon there. But we'll talk about him when the flex comes. I like Fitz until Fitz stops playing in the league. I'm going to try to fit him into my roster every week.
Guy caught 6 for 74 last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of what I figured. And then flex wise, it's either one of the receivers we didn't put in the receiver slot or Carlos Hyde.
I'll play Alshon.
Kevin.
So we have Alshon, Sammy, and who else? Who's the third guy?
I play Jeffrey, too. Jameson Crowder.
Oh, yeah. Watkins, Jameson Crowder, and Alshon.
Yeah, Alshon didn't do well last week because he had Norman on him the whole time. He got thrown to, but it was contested, and he didn't quite make the catches we were hoping he'd make because he was brought in to make those catches. But it was Norman. He's one of the best CBs in the league. So this week, not playing against Norman.
Nope. Playing KC.
Yeah, so, I think he's going to get more opportunities and make
more
plays.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. We need him. So, we being Eagles fans.
Right. I got you. And then the only thing is, this isn't really much of a roster question, but this whole Jordan Howard thing is freaking me out. I don't like it.
Well,
all of a sudden he snaps and then he's questionable with, a phantom injury. I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much to like about it.
Yeah, I mean,
I know.
But
the injury notwithstanding, I think the fact that you got a guy in there who's taking, the touches that made him what he was last year, now they're now this other dude's. I wouldn't panic just yet.
No, one
game does not a trend or a season make.
Nope.
The injury, can be concerning for this week, but I wouldn't really worry about it going forward. I think it's not worthy enough to consider sitting him.
It's way too early to start thinking that way. Got to stay positive, man. I mean, you can't drop him. So, cross your fingers and hope for the best, I guess.
Yeah. By the way, this was basically the same question as Walrus Warrior on the forum. That's me. So you don't have to answer that one now.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Cool. Awesome, dude.
We'll keep.
Yeah, and I'm the one you shellacked in the free league, Kevin.
Sorry about that ass whipping. So Walrus goes into the league message board, and he's like, "So what's going to happen this week? Either I'm going to blow Kevin out, I'm going to let Kevin think he's winning, then come back to win at the end, or I'm going to just kick his ass outright." And yeah, so I was like, "Don't worry about it, bro. I got it."
Yeah, I went and took care of that.
Yeah, highest score in the league. Yeah.
So yeah. Don't get excited
I had
just yet.
On Robinson, David. So.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
I know. Now I'm in trouble.
Yeah, as am I. As are most of us who drafted in the one slot.
I'm just happy to be 1-0 in that league.
Yeah.
Usually I don't do so well in the TFFG leagues.
I'm 1-0 in that league, too.
Yeah, well, not my league.
No.
Kevin
league. My free league.
In the money league, I'm 0-1 because I never do well in the money league.
I think I won
league.
In that one, too. I think I took...
I won in our dynasty league, which makes me.
I lost in that one. I always lose in that one.
Anyway,
I think I scored like 40 points.
Our woes aside,
I lost to Liz. I think
I played Liz this week.
Did you?
Yeah, that's always a tough go.
She didn't drop a lot of points on me, but I just was abysmal.
Yeah,
yeah,
as per usual.
As per usual.
All right, Walrus. We'll talk soon, man.
All right, brother.
All right. Yep. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Walrus Warrior. I like it. We go back to Illinois. See what's going on there. Hello, Illinois. Illinois?
Chicago.
Hello. Oh, come on. You got to click.
Oh, I was waiting for the beep.
There you go.
How are we doing, guys?
Doing well, man. How about you?
Oh, not too bad. First of all, I want to say thanks for putting me on Zach Ertz this offseason.
Yeah,
I know it's only been 1 week, but he's been killing it in all four of my leagues.
Yeah,
so.
Dude.
I'm riding or dying with him.
He's a solid
all
bit.
All right, so anyway. All right, so I need 2 of the 4.5-point PPR. Adam Thielen, Jaquizz Rodgers, Devontae Parker, Martavis Bryant.
You can sit Bryant there.
I'm all over Devontae Parker this week.
Thielen.
He's going to be going up against a second cornerback.
Devontae Parker. We're definitely sitting Bryant. Who was the other one?
Thielen. I'm playing Thielen and Parker.
Adam Thielen.
Parker and who else?
And Jaquizz Rodgers.
Quiz.
Is this a PPR?
It's half.
Yeah. Half point.
Yeah, I think you got a bench quiz, but that's a tough go, man, against Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't know. Quiz is solid, man.
Yeah, I might go Quiz and Thielen here, but I really hate to sit Parker.
I think I agree with Kevin initially.
I am also waiting on the OBJ. I have him in my lineup, and I'm planning on rolling with him. But I have Vereen ready to rock in case he's out. But I don't know. I'm starting to think about just benching him this week. And
when do they play?
They play Monday night.
Oh, God.
Which is why he's got Vereen, because that's, you know, your options are limited there.
Yeah. Those decisions suck.
Yeah, when it's the last game, it's like, okay, I can play him or Theo Riddick.
I think you kind of have to bench him. Yeah, I mean, if unless something comes out, you know, by tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
you
got to
pine him, dude.
Maybe go Thielen, Parker, and Quiz.
Yeah.
And then bench Odell.
Yeah.
Bench Bryant.
Yeah.
Man, I want to get Parker in
Odell,
there somewhere.
Odell,
but...
soon.
Yep.
I'm going to say, you know, right. I'm gonna say well, Thielen and Quiz, dude, but don't be surprised if Parker has himself a game.
Yeah, he's really good. But, yeah, if you can start all three.
That's Ralph, right?
Yeah. Yep.
There you go.
All right, brother.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, buddy.
Thank you. 650-733-8334, your number. Back to the phone we go to Michigan, just north of Detroit.
We still got a lot of calls. We're on an hour and a half.
Hey, guys.
I know.
Rolling strong. Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Not much. I've been listening to you guys for probably about 4 or 5 years now, and I actually kind of like you guys pre-draft because you give me a little thing that kind of goes against what everyone here in Michigan's going for, so I kind of like that, guys.
What is that, losing?
Damn, that's harsh, bro.
Well, I mean, you guys aren't all about the Lions nuts, so I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So the first league I got kind of a big conundrum going on is it's a division league. So everyone gets a division, and you can start anyone from that division for your team.
Oh, God.
And I got the NFC East.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
That's
so
pretty cool.
Right now I'm looking at Cousins at quarterback, and then I can start 3 wide receivers, 2 running backs, a tight end, and then 2 flexes.
All right. So let's think about this. All right. So your quarterback options really are just Cousins.
Well, you can play Dak, you can play Wentz. Right.
Right, but you wouldn't.
Not on purpose.
Not this week.
Right. Wentz might become that guy. You know, Cousins might continue to stink, and you're going to have to. But I think you're right. I think Cousins is the play there. Okay. At running back, you're definitely going to start Zeke. Okay, so there's one. So you need 2 more of those. And I know we got flexes down the road, but
I need 1 more running back, and then we can worry about rest when we come to flexes. Right now, I got Paul Perkins just because I don't like the Lions' D against running backs.
Jeez.
Yeah, I have a hard time playing. You know what? I play Chris Thompson, dude. Is it a PPR?
Yeah, PPR.
I would play Chris Thompson.
Chris Thompson?
Over Paul frickin' Perkins? You bet.
Hey, man, you never know. He can trip into the end zone.
So Garrett Blunt's got a better chance of tripping in the end zone than Paul Perkins does.
Yeah, you got that right.
That's true. I got him at a flex right now.
Let me tell you about Chris Thompson just coming into the game last week and saying, "Hi, guys, remember me?" So here's his stat line from just basically second quarter work, right? He had 3 carries for 4 yards. That's a big yawner. But, dude, 4 receptions for 52 yards and a touchdown. So, you know, you can't guarantee a touchdown every week, but 4 for 52 just as a second running back, 9 points, ain't great, but you add that touchdown in.
Yeah.
I like that a lot better than Perkins. Yeah.
Okay, so there's your 2 running backs, I guess. wide receivers. You got your Dez Bryants. You got your Alshons, right? You got your Pryor.
You got T. Pryor.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So one of your flexes is definitely going to be LeGarrette Blount. And then we need another flex.
I got OBJ's slotted right now.
Yeah, I don't think you can reliably start him.
Well, if he doesn't start, you can always put Brandon Marshall or Sterling Shepard in. So,
right. I got those guys sitting there waiting.
So I would wait to see what OBJ.
I guess that's true, yeah.
Yeah. And so I would definitely put him in there and then move him out accordingly if necessary.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. No, I like it, guys. Next one I'm kind of looking at a little trouble is a 12-teamer, non-PPR. Things got a little tight. I ended up taking McCoy in the first round and then Cooks in the second. And after that, I just kind of ended up with Mariota as my quarterback. I'm not angry about that.
Nope, that's good.
But, I got Carlos Hyde, Crabtree, Blunt, Ingram, Garcon. I ended up picking up Richardson this week thanks to you guys.
Okay, cool.
T. Williams.
All right. So
I'm not sure.
How many do we got to start? Obviously, you're playing McCoy.
I got 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers, tight end, and a flex. Olsen's sitting there, my tight end. He's just going to stay.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. So give us the running backs again. I heard Blunt.
I got Blunt, Hyde. McCoy, Hyde, Ingram. That's it.
So you need to start 2 of those.
Yep. Right now I got McCoy and Hyde. I mean, McCoy's for sure going in there. Hyde, yes. I'm not happy about because Seattle's defense is kind of.
How do you feel about Ingram?
Yeah, that's close.
I'd feel
I don't
better,
know, man.
I'd feel better about Ingram than
Kamara.
Alvin Kamara.
Kamara
yeah.
got a lot of work.
He did.
Peterson got some too. But, Ingram did catch 5 passes. I mean, it's non PPR, but he did rack up 54 yards there. That's not horrible either. I mean, Hyde's stat line was less than impressive as well. 9 for 45 and 6 for 32.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Hyde's going up against Seattle,
right.
Whereas Ingram is going up against the team that gave up 150 yards to a rookie last week. Mm-hmm. So I would rather play that dice roll than the Hyde against Seattle in Seattle dice roll.
Yeah, Kevin's right.
Yeah, but Belichick, man, Belichick doesn't make the same mistake twice.
Okay, you want to hang your hat on that?
Or do you want to
hang your hat on Hyde in Seattle?
Yeah.
Well, what about Blunt? still got Blunt's problem because Kansas City showed that they could be ran on the goal line. So I could always put Blunt in as that second running back and not, and then just kind of play a wait and see game with those two.
Yeah, I mean, listen, out of Blunt, you're looking for 50 yards and a touchdown. Just know that. You're looking for 11 points.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think the other guys have more potential than that.
Right. You know, Ingram can run for 50 and catch for 50. So I think if you're looking for a guy who's going to get you 10-plus points, I think that guy's Ingram. If you're looking for a guy who's going to score you, a touchdown and get you 25 yards, then Blunt's your man.
Right.
I think the upside here is much greater for Ingram than Blunt, honestly.
I would play Carlos Hyde over Blunt. So I would.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Seattle? Yeah, I would.
Yeah, but see, to me, it's moot because I got Ingram in. So you can argue about Hyde or Blunt anyway.
I would play Ingram, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's your running back, too. So, you know, is there some dice roll because it's the NFL, A, and because it's Belichick, B? Yeah, of course, but I think Ingram's floor is higher and his ceiling is higher as well.
All right. Then I got Crabtree, Cooks at wide receiver. Then the flex, I guess, is the only issue. And looking at it, I might just throw Richardson in there against San Fran and hope that he catches a touchdown and gets some more work because he got the most targets last week.
Well, who else you got in there besides Richardson?
You could have Hyde. Could have LeGarrette
Blount. I could have Hyde. I could have Blount. I got Pierre Garçon, but I'm not starting him with Sherman, and T. Williams against Miami.
I kind of like Richardson in that matchup.
I need to see more.
So you're going to say Williamson? Or you're going to pick a running back here? You're going to play Hyde, aren't you?
I'm going to play Carlos Hyde.
I'm not going to play Carlos Hyde against Seattle's defense.
Okay.
I'm just not going to.
I would. If that's the case, then I would play Ty Williams.
Yeah, I think Ty Williams versus as opposed to Richardson at this point. I don't have a whole lot of trust in Seattle's offense at this point. Because Doug Baldwin should have been the guy who got all of that, but for some reason he didn't. Whatever the game plan, coverage, who knows. But I want to see Richardson do something consistently. We know what Ty Williams has from last week and last year. So that's where I'm headed.
True. All right. I like that, guys.
All right.
And last one is a league that I auto-drafted because I had to work, which actually worked out in my benefit because I ended up getting Gurley, Elliott, Antonio Brown, Fitz.
Wow.
The J.I. Like, the only problem I'm running into is my quarterback. It's a two-quarterback, and I got Sam Bradford and Jared Goff, which, I mean, lucked out week one, but that's – I guess, like, who do you think I could move and who do you think I could target with that move to hopefully not necessarily get a quarterback, to get someone that I could probably move into a quarterback? I have Jarquizz Rodgers sitting on my bench in that one, and I tried to move him this week, especially the juicy Chicago matchup, and everyone was – there was like one guy that was like, I'm kind of into it, but then he backed out. And another guy, I was like, Jarquizz Rodgers for Devontae Parker, he basically countered with Parker for Brown, and I don't know if I ever want to talk to that guy again because he seems like an idiot.
Yeah, you punch him in the face next time you see him.
Well, there's got to be – is there anybody on the wire? Is Cutler on the wire?
Dude,
is,
I'm going to tell you the same thing I told the other dude. Jacoby Brissett. Pick him up.
Brissett?
You pick him up. Why not? If he sucks, you can drop him on Monday.
That's true, but so then who do I drop?
Yeah, that's the question.
So my bench is Demaryius Thomas, Mark Ingram, Jeremy Maclin, T. Williams again, Vikings D, Jacquizz Rodgers, and Hunter Henry.
Why do you have a second defense?
Because I like the Buccaneers matchup, and so I picked them up. Just because I didn't necessarily like Miami's matchup this week. Well, and I kind of want to keep the Vikings because I do like their matchups going forward.
So who's your starting tight end?
Jimmy Graham.
I would drop Hunter Henry.
Drop Hunter Henry, yeah.
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 I mean, not because we think he's going to do poorly, but he's the most droppable guy you got.
Yeah, I understand you not wanting to play or drop Minnesota's defense. You know, so yeah, drop Hunter Henry, pick up Brissett.
Yeah.
If Brissett sucks this week, which is, 95% probability, you can reevaluate on Tuesday, and you have a person that you can drop now to find someone else. You know, maybe Kaiser plays really well,
sure.
Or, Deshaun Watson, maybe you want to roll the dice on him. Whoever it may be, maybe somebody gets hurt and the backup comes in. But you'll have a spot that you can start to think about. Because I honestly, the trades that you're talking about, who knows? You know, it's hard to predict,
right?
You know, what people in your league are willing to come off of. In a two quarterback league, it's going to be hard to get somebody to come off of a quarterback.
Right.
Yeah, but definitely hold on to Goff for a couple weeks, too. He might be serviceable. Yeah, he might be.
I mean, he did all right last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, I mean,
I lucked into a win week one, so.
Well, he's certainly in an offense that is taking advantage of his skills. Guy had 308.6 yards and a TD, right?
Yep. Need to see a little bit more, but yep.
Better than last year. That's for damn sure.
For sure.
Did you just say faux show?
Faux shizzle.
Jeez. All right, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, man.
All right. All right. So, you know, we have a lot of questions in email, and we have a lot of questions in the forum. But you know what? We ain't going to get to them because we got like over an hour and a half in calls, which is awesome. What we're here for.
Yep.
But I'll get on the forum this afternoon, this evening. Lyle will get on the email at some point tonight, tomorrow. We'll get those answered. Don't worry about it.
We'll take care of you.
All right. We're out. See you guys.
Deuces.
Bye.
Love you, mean it.